We're holding Maseches Brachos, Per Gimel Mishnah Beis. So the previous Mishnah had talked about the exemptions one has when he's involved in burying the dead. This Mishnah will talk about what happens after the dead has been buried. So historically speaking, there were two different ways in which the post-burial occurred, and people fulfilled the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, of comforting mourners. The mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, to give consolation, console mourners, it's a mitzvah d'orayis, a mitzvah from the Torah. And it was done in two different ways. Originally, it was done that the mourners would stand in one place, and then lines would pass either side of them, of the mourners. These lines, as they walked past a people, and the people, as they walked past the mourners, they would wish them well and consolation. And those rows were called the shura. At a later time, the relationship of who stood still and who moved switched around, such that the mourners were the ones who would walk, and the ones giving them consolation would stand still, and the mourners would pass between two lines of fixed people, much like what is done today. So the Mishnah will discuss both possibilities. Mishnah starts in base. Kavru esames. If one now has completed the burial of the dead, and now he is going to go stand at some distance away, participants in the Levi are going to go some distance away to walk in the shura to console those who are mourning. So are they exempt from Kriya Shema? That will depend on whether or not they're able to say a significant part of the Shema before they get into the line where they'd be doing the consolations. That is to say, the walk back from the burial to the lines of consolation, while they're walking from burial to consolation lines, that's not a mitzvah. And if they, therefore, if they can squeeze out their mitzvah Kriya Shema, that's great. It doesn't come into conflict with their next mitzvah of doing consolation, Nichum Avelim, consolation for the dead. Excuse me, for the mourners. So the gist of the Mishnah therefore will be, so long as a person is able to do both his mitzvah Kriya Shema and, or at least a significant part of it, as we'll define in a moment, and also fully do his Nichum Avelim, consolation of the mourners, so he has to do both. If, however, he's unable to do both because it's not enough time from returning from the gravesite until he has to do with Nichum Avelim. So then, while he's asik b'mitzvah, he's involved in one mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, he'll be pater min mitzvah, he'll be exempt from the other mitzvahs of saying Kriya Shema, etc. And therefore the Mishnah says, kavru es ames, if they, the procession, have now buried the deceased, chazru, and now they're walking back to be the lines that will pass by the stationary mourners, if they are able, they have enough time, lahaschil, the ligmor, to start and to finish, anshlo yagil ashura, before they reach the point, the lines, and where they'll be consoling the stationary mourners, yaschilo, they should start. Vimlav, if they don't have enough time, then lo yaschilo, they shouldn't even start. They're totally pata, they're exempt. Now, the question is exactly how much time, how much of the Kriya Shema do they have to say? So the Bartanura says, like the Rambam, Parsha achas shel Kriya Shema, the first parsha that would presumably mean the first of the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema. But if there's enough time to say the first paragraph of Kriya Shema between leaving the gravesite and reaching the mourners, then one should say that paragraph, and if not, not. The Gemara seems pretty clear that we're talking about the first pasuk, just Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kavod. That's what the amount of time requiring to say. And if a person can do that, then he should at least say that first pasuk and Baruch Shem Kavod, and then proceed on to the shura, the lines of consolation. The Mishnah continues on to talk about now the other way in which, in subsequent generations, the consolation happened. Here you have the mourners moving, walking between two stationary lines of people. So those lines of people who are stationary could be a number of persons deep. They could, rows on either side of where the mourners are passing could be, for argument's sake, 5 or 10 rows deep of people if there's a big funeral procession. And therefore, the Mishnah will say, Ha'omdim Meshura, those who are standing stationary in the consolation lines, at this part of history, when it's the mourners who are moving between the lines, Ha'panimim Batura, those who are close to the middle, whose face can be seen and mouths need to be available to extend consolation to the mourners as they pass through, they're, of course, asuk in the mitzvah, they're involved in the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, and therefore are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Hachitzonim, those outer ones, meaning the ones who are deep back in the crowd. But in any case, their presence may be felt as being with their body in the crowd, but their face is not available, their mouths are not available to actually express consolation directly to the mourners because they're a distance away. They, of course, don't have the conflict of not being able to say Kriya Shema because they can say Kriya Shema and their presence is just as much felt as if they wouldn't be saying Kriya Shema, and therefore they're chayavan, they're obligated to say Kriya Shema while they're in the back in a deep part of the lines as the mourners pass on through.